I met Jamie Klein outside Pioneer Family Practice, where she works as a medical assistant. On her break, we sat in the clinic's courtyard. Klein is a mom, accomplished in her career, and even finishing her bachelor's degree soon. But not too long ago, she could not have imagined these things for herself.
If you had told me 6 years ago that I was going to be going off to my dream college and statewide public speaking tournament and a nurse had a three-year-old daughter, I would have thought you were nuts. I would have thought you were completely nuts. But here I am. It's amazing.
Klein is doing all those things. And she's nearly 6 years into recovery from substance use disorder. Klein's addiction story is not that different from a lot of people who suffer from opioid use disorder.
I was hit by a drunk driver, which ended up being put on OxyContin. And I had already started drinking. And I mean, it was a perfect storm.
Klein started using heroin and methamphetamine. She was in and out of jail for 10 years. At times, she went to hospitals with infections. She had two terrible experiences. Once, a doctor cut into her without giving her anything to numb the pain. Klein said two nurses held her down. She has scars from another doctor cutting her leg so deep.
They were trying to teach us a lesson, is what they were trying to do. And I mean, this was not a secretive thing. This was known in the drug community, what some of these doctors did.
Klein shakes her head at the way the medical community sometimes treats people with addiction. She says she tried to get sober many times.
It was a long road.
But then that road took a detour.
I ended up going into the drug court program in Thurston County. I had counselors around me. I had support.
And Klein started taking a medication called buprenorphine. That's a synthetic opioid used to treat opioid use disorder. Some providers say it's the most effective way to treat it.
Between that and the counseling, it's saved my life. It's really hard, you know, especially when you first get sober. It's really hard to do it on your own.
She got the medication from the Olympia Bup Clinic, where she met Dr. Lucinda Grandy. That relationship sparked a career for Klein. Now she gets to work with patients like herself as Grandy's medical assistant.
When you tell them, like, you know, I'm a recovering addict, it's like that instant, you know, so you can almost see their shoulders kind of relax.
Combining that access to the medication with ongoing care has worked for many people seeking recovery from opioid use disorder. Here's Dr. Grandy.
And the thing that people will tell you over and over again is that what they value is being listened to, having somebody that will just hear them and believe them and know what they're going through, being kind of a witness to their pain and their suffering. And that, the honest listening, it's so therapeutic.
I'm Lauren Gallup reporting.